We'll begin by taking a deep breath in through the nose, holding it at the top, sucking in a little more air, and releasing out through the mouth. And two more times on your own breath, in through the nose, holding it at the top and releasing it out through the mouth. And one more time on your own. We are here. We are dropping into our bodies, feeling our sits bones rooted into Mother Earth, feeling our pelvic bowl releasing anything we've been holding on to that is holding us back from true surrender, true deep pause, deep breath into the earth. Imagine a light beam that is shooting out of you right into the center of the earth, rooting you so firmly into the earth's core, giving you the love that exists in Mother Nature, the love that exists all around us. Oh, sweet Mother Nature, thank you. Thank you so much for the wisdom that you give us. And imagine that deep cord of light shooting from the bottom, the center, the core of the earth, all the way up through the center of your being, of your core, your spine, through your throat, through your face, through your eyes, passing your third eye, reaching all the way up through your head, through the top of your crown chakra, and reaching up, extending into the sky, extending into the clouds, passing the sun, passing the moon, reaching the cosmos, reaching the essence of everything we are, everything we have ever been. Breathe here. We're connected to the earth all the time. We're connected to the cosmos. Every waking moment of our lives, eternal energy lives there, eternal consciousness that we have access to all of the time. If you feel any pain in your body, feel into that pain. Know that it's okay. These human vessels take on so much. We feel so much. It's okay to be in pain when we're sitting. It's also okay to release the idea that we'll have that pain forever. And in this meditation, I'm going to give you space to create your intentions for this beautiful practice, this beautiful journey that we are embarking on together, this beautiful journey of waking back up to our hearts, of waking back up to our souls. Our souls are smiling, knowing that we're doing this. Our souls are dancing and rejoicing, knowing that we've committed to this beautiful practice. We're here. My voice is just your guide. My voice is simply my own soul channeling through my body, just like your own soul is moving and dancing and flowing right now through your body. Feel the energy of your soul. Feel the love, the blanket, the bubble of love and white healing light that your soul is wrapping you with, wrapping up your heartstrings, wrapping up your organs, wrapping up your skin, the skin that holds everything that is your physical vessel. And imagine that white healing bubble of light extending and expanding all around you in every single direction. This white healing bubble of light is at your fingertips all of the time. Breathe into this white bubble of light. The more breath that you share, the more breath that you allow to flow through your body will expand this white bubble of light further and further and further around you, around your energy field. This is also your aura. You're expanding your aura as you breathe into your body. And imagine your white bubble of healing light expanding in all directions. Take a moment to see your aura expanding as you breathe. And ask yourself, what color is your aura? Does your aura have an energy? Perhaps it's rainbow, everything, every color. Ask yourself what your aura looks like. Ask yourself how your aura can create everything that we came here to do in this world, how your aura protects you all the time. Your aura is the energy that people meet when you walk into a room before you even open your mouth. Give your aura some love for holding so much space for your physical vessel every single day of your life, even when we forget to breathe, and thank her and hold space for her. Once you feel connected to your aura, connected to the earth and to the cosmos, feeling so grounded and so open in the third eye, wide open crown chakra, I want you to envision a place in your mind, real or made up, that is your happy place. It can be anywhere, from a crystal cave on an island far, far away, to your own bed. Imagine this place in your mind and imagine everything that exists there. All the little nuances, the energies, the atmosphere that makes it exactly what it is. Has anyone been there before you that you admire? Or is this your place? What do you do when you get there? How do you feel? What kind of temperature surrounds you? Are you warm? Are you cool? Is there anything you've brought with you that you love? A favorite crystal? A book? A memory? Or is this a place where your mind wanders and drifts and all the emotions that you felt today, that you felt your entire life, begin to melt away, melting away with each and every breath? And once you hold the vision of this beautiful place in your mind, it's time to go there. It's time to walk there in your mind's eye, walking slowly and gently into this beautiful space, sitting down, feeling the earth around you, or laying down if that's what feels good and that's what your body's asking for. Maybe you're dancing and rejoicing to be there. Anything is okay. Anything is open. Touch the walls if there are walls around you. If there's sand, let the grains of sand flow through your fingertips. If you're in nature, let Mother Nature speak to you. What do the trees have to share with you? What about the ocean? Wherever you are, breathe there. Take it all in. and know that this place is yours to come back to any time and every time that you need to reconnect to yourself. It's always here for you. Such a special place that holds the wisdom and the love of everything. Everything wonderful in your life and everything wonderful to come. From here, start to notice how your body feels. Is it happy to be there? Can you surrender just a little bit more to the earth beneath you? Can you let just a little more breath expand your lungs, flow through them with such ease? Now, wherever you are in your beautiful space that exists in your mind, that is there for you at all times, it's time to go into our bodies and feel, what do we need? Is there a part of you that's longing to be loved? That's longing to share what that part needs? Go there and find out. When you're clear on what that part of you needs, let that inspire you as we head into setting our intentions for waking back up to our own soul. I invite you to stay here in your happy, happy place for as long as your soul may like. Please linger. Listen to the music that soothes you. Or let the sounds of nature go straight into your heart. While we're here, it's time to think about what we're ready to call into our lives. Waking back up to our souls is no easy task, but it's also incredibly simple, magically simple. Trust the process. Trust that you're here for a reason. Trust that your soul called you here because it was time. It was time to wake back up, and it is time. And we are reclaiming that it's time. We are reclaiming our spirits, our mind-body-spirit connection in our soul. We are reclaiming our ability to manifest anything we desire. We are reclaiming our ability to channel. We are surrendering to a force that is greater than us, knowing that healing and happiness and everything we've desired and wanted is our birthright. As we begin to go inside, deeper and deeper into the walls of our heart, feeling it open and expand, speaking to our body, speaking to our mind, and telling our mind, it's okay now. It's okay now. We're safe. We don't have to second guess anything. We don't have to tell ourselves stories anymore. We're safe now. We're held. Telling our mind, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for protecting me for all this time. But I am whole. And I don't need your stories. I am safe and I am loved exactly as I am. And we're going to let our bodies talk now. We're going to let our bodies tell us what we need. From this heart-centered space, begin to ponder what it is you would most like to call into your life. What do you feel you're missing? What do you feel you're ready to let go of? How can you step further into you? How can you embrace a deeper part of yourself that is so ready to be seen? What can you let go of that is part of an old fear story? A fear story that you no longer need to protect you. What are you so ready to live in full, full, full embodiment every single day? And how can you cultivate practice in your everyday life that will bring it to you? Go through this process in your mind with as many things, as many intentions as you desire. There's a world of intentions all around you. Infinite possibility, infinite consciousness expanding in every single direction, all the way down into the earth, all around you, and all the way up into the cosmos. You can tap into that infinite creative possibility and potential at all times and in every single moment. Be kind to yourself as you go through this process. There's a lot that will take place, a lot of unraveling. Much of what we've believed for our entire lives. Be kind to your soul. Your soul is so ready to wake back up. Your soul is eternal, and returning to our eternal soul is everything we could ever imagine and ask for and more. Walk yourself through this process, remaining in your beautiful, happiest place, the place that makes you feel so at ease, so relaxed in your body. You live there in your mind. You can live there at all times. When we drop the constructs of everyday life that sometimes hold us back when we let them, we can tap into the true nature of who we really are and ask yourself important questions of how can I be more me? How can I embody everything I love? And how can I bring that love with me into the every moment of my life? I invite you to stay here for as long as you'd like. Thanking your body, thanking your soul, thanking your spirit for showing back up. You're here now. You're back. You never left. You're never alone. You're never alone because your soul is so here with you and for you. And as you stay here and create the intentions in your mind's eye, allow yourself to drift away into infinite possibilities of everything that could be. And also let yourself embrace simplicity. You may stay here for as long as feels good. When you're ready, you can pick up that pen, write your intentions. Write as many as feels good to you. And when you're ready to distill them down, you can do that too. And when those distilled intentions are ready for you to create your loving, personalized mantra, created for you, by you, your very own healer, your own soul, and create that beautiful mantra for yourself. Write it down. Put it over your bed if that feels good. Put it in a place where you can revisit it and see it. And of course, keep it in your mind's eye and your heart every day. When you're ready, in your own time, open your eyes. Write your intentions. Write down your mantra. Be gentle with you. And on that note, thank you for letting me be a part of your journey today. Deep breath to come back into my body. for you to come back into your body when you are ready. Gently open your eyes, coming back into your body and feeling into everything that you are, everything you have always been, and everything that you're calling in, because you deserve it all.